Chase.
Laura Curran joining us live.
It's Cut to the Chase with Laura Curran on 77 WABC.
All right, welcome back to Cut to the Chase. I am Laura Curran, and the other big story that everybody is following, there's endless news coming about the debt ceiling. So what exactly is at stake with this? If the nation, if this great country of ours defaults on its debt, what does that actually mean? So economists warn, this is according to the Washington Post, they're warning that the shock would cause a recession, torpedo the financial system, put Social Security checks for seniors on hold, cause federal workers to be furloughed, and send mortgage rates soaring. So basically, really bad for everyone. Janet Yellen is saying, she's yelling about this, I'm telling you, she's saying it could, quote, crack open the foundations upon which our financial systems is built. Financial system is built. She's very anxious. This comes across when you hear her quoted. She talks very quietly and very slowly, but you can hear the anxiety, and I feel the anxiety. And to help us understand what all of this actually means is Andrew Cohen, who has also been on my podcast, and he's very smart on these matters. He's a reporter for the Commercial Observer and was also a finance reporter at the Bond Buyer. So, Andrew, how are you, first of all?
Yes, I'm doing well. Thank you, Laura. I'm in Las Vegas at the moment, actually, for a conference. I have a feeling this might be one of the topics that's brought up.
I bet it is, because what I'm hearing is a lot of investors are betting that this stalemate could inject a lot of volatility in the markets even before that June 1st deadline.
Yeah, absolutely. And, thing happened in 2011, which I touched on in that podcast, where, the U.S. lost one of its AAA credit ratings. S&P downgraded them just for coming close to, nearing that deadline. So just imagine if the deadline passes this time, then you're looking at, multiple.
Oh, Andrew, you're breaking up a little bit. We're going to call you back. Let's see if we can get a better signal. We're going to call you right back. All right, great. So you may have noticed, you may have read this. I was just catching up on the news before I went on the air that Biden and McCarthy are actually going to be meeting tomorrow, Monday afternoon. They're calling it what the Wall Street Journal is calling to make a last ditch deal. I certainly hope that that is not the case. There has been some optimism coming from both sides. McCarthy, in his comments on Friday, this is House Leader Kevin McCarthy, he didn't specify returning discretionary spending to the earlier levels that he had wanted before. Anyway, what I mean to say is he's actually given a little bit. The president has also given a little bit, saying he would not link cutting spending to a debt ceiling deal. Andrew, you're back. We were just talking. Yes. I was just talking to the audience about the meeting that's going to happen, and there's been some optimism. It's almost like we're getting mixed signals from these two guys, though, because they'll say, "Oh, yeah, we're having great conversation. This is going well." And then you have Biden coming out and saying, "Oh, but the MAGA Republicans, these extremists, they want to do this." And then McCarthy saying, "No, there's no deal." Do you have a sense of where all of this actually stands?
Yeah, I think it's a lot. A game in a lot of ways. Both kind of really digging in. I think
it will
be a deal.
Andrew, we're losing you. Can you go to a place where you have more bars by any chance? You're just kind of going in and out a little bit over there in Vegas. It's a lot going on there. Yeah. All right. We're going to try you back. You want to try it one more time, Christian? What do you think? All right. So there's a lot to talk about. The other aspect that I am really interested in is what I was talking about earlier in the show as politics is performance art and government is actually managing. This is something that actually has to be managed because the stakes are very, very high. But will we have the extremes of both parties undermining any solution that these two guys can hammer out? That's something that I know is very concerning. And you got to think that a lot of what they're saying, whether it's Biden talking about MAGA extremists or it's McCarthy talking about we've got to have a work requirement, that, you know, all of these is partly driven by politics, is partly driven by polls. One thing that does poll very well is the idea of work requirements. And the Democrats are kind of being coached in how to talk about this. So instead of talking about the debt ceiling as a debt ceiling, talk about default. Talk about America defaulting. Instead of talking about work requirements for benefits, talk about benefit theft, right? That doesn't sound so good. But it really doesn't matter how you talk about it or what you call these things. It's not a political game. This is something that actually has real consequences. You know, as we saw with seniors potentially losing their benefits, with mortgage rates going sky high, with federal workers being furloughed, work not getting done, not to mention the reputational hit that this country will take. I mean, people may want to criticize us, but we are definitely still the leaders in the world. Will we be in a weakened position in conflicts overseas? Will we not have the same heft that we should if we can't get this together? The other aspect of this is this game of chicken. And, you know, if you've been around the past few years, we've had debt ceiling talks before. They've always been resolved. It's almost like, okay, it becomes a little bit like white noise. However, this one just feels different. The warnings from Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen are that much more scary and dire. And the politics is at such a heightened state these days that these things just seem to carry a little more heft, or this threat just seems a little bit more real. So let's see, Christian, how are we doing with our guest? Okay. All right. We're trying another number, so that's great. So I like to think this. So Kevin McCarthy's been in politics for a long time. We know that Joe Biden has been in politics for a very long time. Let's just think the best. Let's be very optimistic. These are both sensible men who want to make an agreement where they both save the country and save face. Okay. That would be ideal. But then that's step one. Step two is, they've got to bring along the people in their parties to vote for this as well. So I think the progressives, those on the far left of the Democratic Party, are afraid that Biden will give away too much to make a deal, like making sure that there are work requirements for some benefits. Republicans want tax cuts and spending cuts and work requirements. According to the Washington Post, the House Freedom Caucus has called for an end to negotiations over the debt ceiling entirely, saying there should be no further discussion. Can you imagine? Until the Senate acts on a House bill that would raise the borrowing limit while sharply cutting federal spending. Okay, that seems really difficult. On the left, there's a growing coalition of Senate Democrats calling for President Biden to prepare to invoke the 14th Amendment. So this is an amendment that says the government always has to pay what it owes, basically. Now, you may have heard about this. This is a risky move. This would be a very risky move because it might not be upheld, and it will take a long time, and we could reach that very well, could reach that June 1 deadline before any resolution on the 14th Amendment is done. So, Andrew, you're back.
Yes, hopefully clear this time.
You are clear as a bell. I'm kind of like drawing a line between the politics of this and then also the real life stakes of this. The folks that you're talking to, your sources, what are they most concerned about, and how do they think they get out of this mess? We get out of this mess.
I think the biggest concern, actually, my colleague Brian Pastis did a great piece on this last week about, on the commercial real estate effect of this. But, you know, we just had a regional bank crisis, or we're still going through that.
That's
in a
right.
lot of ways, you know.
That's right.
We had three banks, you know, Silicon Valley, Signature, First Republic, and you know, there's others that might be at risk. So there's already, you know, some credit challenges to begin with. But you add a U.S. default on top of that, and you're really talking about, even more troubles for these banks. In terms of underwriting loans, because obviously higher financing costs, and then those their existing loans are going to be at risk of default. So that's, you know, that's one, you know, obviously one major concern. But also beyond that, just from a more more granular level, just the idea that, you know, U.S. Treasuries, they've always, you know, been looked at as kind of risk-free risk-free bonds. And a default would really underline that assumption. And just, you know, I think that that could have a real psychological effect, you know, for a while.
It's got to be so frustrating, Andrew Cohen from Commercial Observer, because these banking executives have big jobs. I was actually having dinner with a friend who has a big job at a big bank. They have to actually make sure things run properly. They have lots of regulation, but there's their jobs carry a lot of high stakes. And it must be frustrating for them to be watching this politics, this political game of chicken going on, when they know what is at stake. Are they, do you hear that frustration from them?
Yeah, I think so. I think, you know, there's a feeling that, like, there's already a lot of challenges to begin with, you know, with regional bank, obviously the regional bank crisis, like I mentioned, just, you know, interest rates have been going up aggressively since last June of 2022, especially. Mm-hmm. And, you know, while there might be a pause in that in the near term, you know, they're not coming down anytime soon, that's for sure. So there's already a lot of challenges to begin with. And then you add this on top of that. It would just, you know, like I know you mentioned that this would signal a recession. I mean, I think in a lot of ways it would be a depression. If it does pass that deadline.
Are the banks taking precautionary steps? Are they putting things in place just in case?
Yeah, I think the, you know, the larger banks in particular, you know, they have the means with reserves and whatnot to prepare for this. But the regional banks, you know, some of them are in a real tough place now. You know,
already
there was a lot. Yeah, I mean, you know, after what happened with Silicon Valley and Signature in particular, there was a lot of people concerned about just the overall health of regional banks. So there were some deposits that were pulled. You know, things have stabilized a bit since then, but you know, I think there's definitely you know, they're the ones I think that, you know, might get hurt by this the most.
Mm-hmm. One thing that I think, you know, it's sort of easier to sell the GOP position in terms of talking points, and most polls show that most people agree with the position that, look, you got to cut spending to curtail your debt. People can relate to that because that's what they have to do in their own lives. They can't spend money they don't have, so they have to cut back buying stuff when they don't have enough money. And I think that's why you see the Democrats wanting to use different language, not calling it a debt ceiling, calling it default, calling it benefit theft instead of work requirement. Anyway, we'll see how all of this pans out. Andrew Cohen, I want to thank you so much. We'll get you back again, and we'll make sure you're on a landline. And don't have too much fun in Vegas, okay?
I'll try. Thank you, Laura.
All right, you got it. Coming up next, I'm borrowing an idea from Bill O'Reilly. I'm going to share with you something that you probably don't know but is really important to know on the global scene. Coming up next, after the break, on Cut to the Chase. And I'm taking your calls, 800-848-WABC. I see some of you are on hold. Please hang on. I'm coming for you. Bye.